Love is in the air this week. Valentine's Day is coming up.
That's right. And we're going to sort through it just like a box of chocolates.
And this is Chick to Chick.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Spotacular Escapes in Mechanicsburg. It's a full-service spa. You can get massages, facials, your nails done, your hair done. They have everything.
And if you go in for a couple's massage in the month of February, you're going to walk away with a bottle of wine.
So we thank Spotacular Escapes.
Speaking of couples, that leads us to today's podcast. Valentine's Day is coming up, and there is so much hype and stress and pressure, and you got to get candy, and you got to get flowers, and you got to get balloons, and you got to get a card, and da-da-da-da-da, like
too much.
All of this stuff.
Expectations way, way up here. It's too much.
It's a lot of anxiety, a lot of expectations. I think, and I don't know that most people know, what is really the history of Valentine's Day. It's actually kind of funny.
It is funny. It's a little weird also, too.
It is so a little creepy.
It is a little creepy. I'm going to read some of this to you. Okay, so between February 13th and the 15th, the Romans celebrated the Feast of Lupercalia. So the men, this is bizarre, they sacrificed a goat and a dog, and then I don't like this part, but they whipped women with hides of animals.
What?
I'm not sure where this is going.
Wait, okay. The hides of the animal they whip the women with.
Yeah.
Why?
The romantic part of the Romans was that they were drunk, apparently. Now.
Go figure that.
I don't understand this, but the young women would actually line up for the women to hit them.
Mm-hmm. Why?
It's bizarre. Because they believed it would make them fertile.
Oh, okay.
Interesting subplot. But there was a matchmaking lottery in a big feast that they would have, and the young men drew the names of women from a jar.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would couple up, and it would be wonderful, and the matches would be just right.
Oh, it's
right.
So romantic, getting whipped with animal hides.
Being pulled out of a jar, your name. So later on, the church wanted to turn this festival into a Christian celebration. They decided to use it to remember Saint Valentine, hence Valentine's Day. That's a story, folks.
That is. And then by the early 1900s, that's when Valentine's Day became really a hallmark moment, a hallmark holiday that they started putting out cards with messages of love and whatnot. And now Valentine's Day, it's not just big business, it's huge
business.
This blows my mind, but the average person will spend $160 on Valentine's Day. That adds up nationwide. $21 billion will be spent on flowers, candy, balloons, jewelry, the whole nine yards. But this is what's really startling to me.
What?
Because this holiday is about couples.
Right.
That's what the origin is.
Right.
But yet today, 53% of adult women are single. 53% of adult women in the U.S. are single.
So that begs the question, is it Valentine's Day like we think about with romantic couples, or is it more like a Galentine's Day where you go out and have a blast with your girlfriends?
And I think that's where the trend has been.
Yeah.
Because you know what? You don't necessarily have to get your love from a partner or a spouse. You can get your love from
your best
girlfriends. You get your love from your children. Mm-hmm. You get your love from pets. People are buying Valentine's Day
gifts. I think that's
a
huge deal. They buy stuff for their pets.
It's huge.
It cracks me up.
Yeah, but you do. You are seeing more and more of these Galentine's Day dinners, Galentine's Day brunches.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of single women out there. And so I think they're trying to go, why do we need to put all this emphasis on couples for Valentine's Day?
Right.
Let's go out. Let's celebrate our friendship. Let's celebrate our girlfriends because we love each other. It's not a romantic love.
Of course not.
Settle down. But it can be a romantic love as well for women. But it's usually just like, I love my girlfriends.
Yeah.
I love my girlfriends. Let's go out. Let's have fun with our girlfriends. And what's wrong with that?
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, some people might say, well, that's just another level of commercialism. Okay, so you're going to pivot away from Netflix and chill with your loved one. So, geez, if you could make that work, now you got to figure out another way to make it work. But I also say this. I just think it sends a message about that day. Because how many times when you're growing up, and you started getting into boyfriends and girlfriends or liking somebody, and you were completely disappointed if you received not a piece of candy or not a warm gesture on Valentine's Day, and then you thought, this day sucks, because you didn't get that.
Well, and see, here I am, the minimalist in me. Mm-hmm. I'm going, okay, we just came off Christmas.
Right.
We just got all of these gifts.
Why didn't you need
anymore? A lot of stuff that you had to return, or a lot of stuff you're going, oh, I love this. And in the back of your head, you're going, what am I going to do with this?
Yeah.
And it's like a month later, and now we're at it again. And so the minimalist right. in me, I never understood all of that pressure, you know, to send somebody flowers or to get them candy or to get them jewelry. And the other thing is, why is there like this one day that you have to do something nice?
Well,
why
you know
does it
why
have to be a day?
Yeah.
Why can't we just do nice things every day? And it's the little things. It's not the big things. It's not... It doesn't have to involve spending money, but to me, I like the little things. I like the thoughtful little gestures that, you know, you come over and maybe you bring me my favorite cookie, white chocolate chunk with macadamia nut.
Did you write that down? Did you write that down?
That, I'm just like, yes, she brought me a cookie.
So wasn't it
so
fun, though, when your kids would make a really sweet card that they drew?
Oh, that's the best.
The crayons,
that's
you couldn't even make out what it is half the time.
That's the best.
I loved that.
Yes.
I mean, that was so great. You know, it's funny. My husband and I don't really go all out on the whole Valentine's thing. I back away from it. I don't find it necessary. He still likes to do stuff, you know, for the girls. He always was that way with the daughters. But I will give him props. You know what he gave me one year for Valentine's Day?
What? Do tell.
You're going to love this
Is
one.
Is it a secret?
No, I'm going to tell you.
Shh, we won't tell anybody.
So
it's just between us.
I'm not big into flowers because they're just going to croak and it's maintenance for me. However, he got me a dozen bottles of wine.
Oh,
bam.
The gift that keeps on giving.
I was like, this is great.
So a dozen bottles of wine instead of a dozen roses.
I don't
roses.
Want the chocolate either. I've just had that during the holiday.
Yes.
I've just had all this confectionery delight. Please don't give me one more thing. But I just think that when you just look at every day, you should shower your loved ones and let them know how much you care about them. But, you know, we don't live in that world. It's a commercial world.
It's the small things. It's the little things, you know. You don't have to make these grand statements. I personally don't feel that it's necessary.
No, but if there are folks who want to go out there and do these types of things, I also don't want people to feel like they have to feel like bad or guilty that now they're
Absolutely
doing something wrong.
Absolutely not.
I
no.
think it's great. Still go out and do your thing. Floor and I always do our armchair therapy where we say, you do you.
You do
so
you.
So if it works for you to go do something and write up the sky with the I love yous and go do the massages and go do the fancy dinners, have at it.
Do it. And if you're not into it and you'd rather maybe be more chill and hang out with your girlfriends,
that's okay
do that too. Whatever works for you, you do you. But we really, you know, again, the tide has sort of changed in this mm-hmm. particular space that more girlfriends are going, you know what? We're going to revolt a little bit here. We're going to go out and do our own thing. And that's okay, too.
It sure is. We really enjoyed that you are listening to us chirp. We love it, and we hope you'll continue to do so. You can always follow us on Facebook, and now on Instagram, you'll find us on IGTV. There's Twitter. There's our subscription to our YouTube page. That way you find us every Monday chirping at you to start the week.
And on that note, we will be back next Monday to chirp about another topic.